Well, what was the best experience that you had associated with the hippie times? Was the one that stands out as an extra good one?
Well, one I think was extra good for me was I did free food in Piedmont Park.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the idea from I'd seen a National Geographic article in about the diggers in San Francisco. And what the diggers did is they would they'd cook food and they'd off-site and they'd deliver it to the parks where all the hippies were.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know, that would be sort of fun to do. And I was the only one riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
I had a 10-speed bicycle. It was a Swin Super Sport, canary yellow with chrome front forks. I was very proud of that bicycle, and I always rode a bicycle as a child. That was my liberation device.
Me three.
So I got this idea. Well, gosh, you know, there's these diggers that are doing free food in, you know, San Francisco. I could do that here. I mean, golly knows, there's plenty of people that are hungry and this and that. And I used to help my mama cooking. And, you know, I knew about soaking the beans and cooking rice. And so I got me, and I was a very good fire builder. Always have been. Really good. They had a fire pit down in Piedmont Park next to the pavilion, a real big one. And I went out and bought me an axe. The park supplied the wood. And I split wood, build the fires, and I started with one 40-quart cooking pot. Then I went to two, then I went to three. I cooked them in rotation. Cooked them real slow over the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I did beans and rice. Sometimes cabbage, whatever I could scrounge up. And I used to carry all this stuff on my bicycle. It'd take me about four or five trips to get all the stuff down. 25-pound bags of Uncle Ben's converted rice. I put one on my shoulder, ride it on down the park, drop it off, go back, get a pot. Go back, you know, I'd go down first with the axe, split the wood, and start my fire. Gotta get the stove cranked up. And and then, you know, they'd have all the musical festivals and this and that in the park. And they're always hungry because, you know, when you get stoned, you get really hungry.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people that, you know, first coming in, they were hungry. They didn't have any place to get food. So, I think for me that was the most fun thing. It was hard work, but it was really fun hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I had lots of helpers, and what was really funny was the donation box. I had this brown cardboard box, little tiny box, that I had on the picnic table. You know, I said if you can donate, fine, and if you don't, you know, just give what you can give.
Mm-hmm.
This is no biggie, you know. You want a second helping, you want a third helping, you know. You're still hungry, you know. I was there to feed the hippies. It was fun because I got to meet everybody,
yeah.
And I got famous real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I know a lot of people that depended on you. Fed a lot of folks.
A lot of hungry people.
Yeah.
Just coming in.
And they say hippies are lazy. All that work.
I don't know if they're, you know, I had no value thing about hippies being lazy. All I saw was a need.
Yeah.
And I could feel the need, you know. And you know, when you get stoned, you generally, you know, you don't want to work hard. Now, I'm ADD. I'm hyperactive. So I'd ride the hell out of that bicycle. I mean, I used to chase cars and splitting wood and doing all that busy stuff. That was great for me because I had to really work. I still have to burn it off because I'm just hyperactive. I really have to do that. And that was a good combination because when you're feeding hundreds and hundreds of hippies on a weekend, it's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
You get help and stuff like that, but you know, it's a lot of work. But it was fun. I got to meet everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So probably that is my that was the thing that I remember the most. I did work. I helped found the crisis center on Peachtree Street. I was one of the founding fathers of that.
Uh-huh.
We got the free clinic in there. Then we got we've got a system to work with runaways. You know, we're go-betweens. We weren't turn-in people. We're go-betweens. And we helped them, and then...